Absolutely, yes. They're the last couple of days of the Heritage Week. We have 3 days left, including today, and we're asking people, don't draw that curtain yet. And as there's still lots for everyone to do and to enjoy today and over the weekend. So this evening, Friday the 24th at 7 o'clock, Adrian O'Neill is going to lead a free guided tour of Sligo Town. That's to meet at the tourist office at 7 o'clock this evening. At 8 o'clock this evening, Colliery Local History Society are holding a quirky event called Colliery Gossiping, where the community are invited to gather and talk about the natural and built heritage of the Colliery area and within the parish of Colliery. And that's happening in the Marion Hall in Colliery at 8 o'clock. And then another event happening tonight, Friday night at 8 o'clock, is Sligo Field Club have asked Joe McGowan to give a talk on recounting the days of the Rambling House, and that's in Sligo Education Centre this evening at 8 o'clock.
Great, and over Saturday and Sunday there's lots of events as well still going on.
There is, and all very varied and lots of experiences for young and old as well. So on Saturday the 25th, there is hand spinning of wool by Barkery Woolcraft, and that's taking place at Rathcormac Market from 11 o'clock until 12:30. And then there is, I suppose, a geology tour with a difference happening at 12 o'clock. It's called Sligo Bahamas, and you can join Davide Galazzi for an introduction to the geology of Sligo through using the buildings of Sligo Town to explain how the geology of Sligo is expressed in the buildings. And people are asked to meet at Connaughton Road car park behind the model at 12 o'clock for a talk that will last about 2 hours. We also have an event happening right across Ireland, of which Sligo also has one of the sites which will host it, and it's called Whale Watch Ireland 2018. And from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Saturday, people will gather at Mullach Moorhead. There will be experts there to help you spot whales or dolphins if they happen to be in the area. But wrap up warm, bring a sense of humour and enjoy that. And also I'd like to mention in the Yates building at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock this Saturday, the Yates Society will be celebrating Lily Yates's birthday. So each of those events at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock will last about half an hour.
Okay, and I know there's been a Yates exhibition at the model all week as well, I believe.
That's right. It has, and it'll continue into Sunday as well. And just, I suppose, that for the last day of Heritage Week, we have a volume of events happening as well. At 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, there is a Broadleaf Woodland Walk with John Norman Lee and Curry. There is also a Knox Park Family Day, a Viking picnic, which has been hosted by Ballisodare Community Council. That's running from 2 to 4. It's not suitable for under 12s, and the only access point is from Ballisodare Village, and there's more details on the heritageweek.ie website. From 3 to 5, Sligo Field Club and Leo Layden will do a trip to Sligo's Forgotten Castle in Dún 4, and people are asked to meet at Dunleavy's shop in Maharau at 3 o'clock. And if you want something more relaxing, at 3 o'clock at Sligo Abbey, there'll be music available for people who are visiting the site, and anybody can join that from 3 to 4. And I suppose one of the highlights really of Heritage Week every year is the work by Strandhill ICA in Strandhill, and also Dolly's Cottage. And you'll have the very popular Dolly's Cottage Heritage Day on Sunday evening from 3 to 5.30. And you can go along and receive the wonderful welcome there in terms of getting a cup of tea, a chat, and maybe a slice of cake as well.